because there's some stuff that impacts athletics and activities.
And I've had a chance to talk with Coach Dilbeck about this a little bit during our Bruin Buzz programs on Friday mornings here on K1. But, Coach, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that the activities and athletes and people who take part in those activities will get and their children will get with a part of this bond issue if it should pass tomorrow.
Certainly, Evan. There's some much needed improvements at Custer Stadium. We continue to make improvements there. The track surface, the track subsurface, that all needs to be addressed. We've got an excellent artificial surface for our football and soccer teams and for our band to practice on, but we need to get that track up to par with the rest of the facility. And changing the top layer is pretty easy. We know we have some problems underneath there, so that's got to be addressed. Then also at Custer Stadium, we need to address our visitor stands. We've got some issues we're facing over there, and we'd like to make improvements and put that whole thing together.
I think you guys have some pictures of the current track on BruinBond.com. I'm pretty sure I've seen some of those. I can remember the last time it was resurfaced with just the top layer, 3 or 4 years ago, something like that. That'd predate you being an athletic director. But I think the problem with the bottom layer affects the top layer. So you can kind of keep on putting lipstick on a pig as many times as you want, but at some point it's got to be fixed down low, correct?
Without a doubt. And that's easy to see. And once the experts come in and explain that to you, it's just like the foundation of a home. You got to make sure that stuff is structurally sound so that the top surface will last longer and provide us, meet our needs longer. And we want to fix it right. We don't want to continue to just patch things.
And obviously that, at the end of the day, would save money. You don't have to keep resurfacing the top of that over and over again. Hopefully that top surface will last a little bit longer when it's actually fixed to the bottom, I would think.
That you're exactly right. And then provide us with the type of service that we can host more meets, more junior high activities, those kind of things, and along with our already existing high school meets. Certainly, we want to do it right. It's much needed. We have some water issues and some drainage issues that come with the subsurface that we've got to correct.
Talking the Bruin bond, Bartlesville Public Schools bond issue comes to a vote tomorrow with Thad Dilbeck and Granger Metter here on a Community Connection on K1. Talked about the subsurface and surface of the track, visitor stands at Custer Stadium. There are a few other items with activities and athletics, and I know baseball and softball would be a beneficiary of some of those.
Yes, some indoor facilities for both of those sports, and one facility at Dungeness Stadium for baseball, another facility at the softball complex out next to Madison Middle School, and that facility would also then give us the ability to incorporate an indoor facility for our golf teams. Much needed. We have the existing indoor facility on the high school campus. That facility gets lots of use, not only through athletics, our band and our color guard use that a lot. We've used it this spring for things that had nothing to do with any of our activities. It's a great facility, but it's we're having some scheduling issues, and we know that if we get these other two facilities at the baseball and softball complex, that's going to free up space for us to continue to grow some of our other programs in there.
And the softball is obviously a fall sport, but baseball's in the spring, and I think everyone here is certainly aware of what the weather can be like in the spring. And spring sports are particularly busy in the high school ranks. You've got far more sports in the months of February through May than you do all the other times of the year, and that's when it starts raining. So if there's a 3-4 day period where it's raining every single day and you can't get those athletes out, you talked about scheduling issues, being able to send the baseball team to their own designated hitting facility just frees up space in that other indoor for some of the other items, and the same would go for golf too.
Well, exactly. When you start talking about spring sports, in the weather we deal with in Oklahoma in the spring. You've got baseball and soccer and track all vying for the same indoor space, and it puts us at a disadvantage when we have to limit time in there, or if you can't get time scheduled at all, just because there's not enough time in the day to fit all these different organizations in there.
Talking about batting cages and whatnot for softball and baseball, you mentioned golf as well, which I think would be at the softball facility. What would a golf kind of indoor entail?
Well, it's all part of the same structure. You know, you put some bays in there with some netting in a putting surface, and all of our golfers can swing freely inside. Also involves some technology that I'm not very very familiar with, but the golf people in the tours that we took at other facilities enables our golfers to work and to make corrections using a camera, using some software, and get the work in indoors also.
And obviously, Bartlesville is a 6A school district, and you guys are in the Frontier Valley Conference. You're competing against Broken Arrow and Jinx and Owosso and all those types of school districts. And this kind of stuff just kind of on par for what many other districts have done in the state as well.
Without a doubt. When we began to prepare for this and put our plan together, we took a couple of trips and went and toured other facilities and saw what some of the other districts with that are our size that we're in a conference with, and we got information from schools from outside of our conference, and then we tried to put together what would best meet our needs, and then just learn from what other schools have done and how it serves them best, and then the space we have available, incorporate other practices at other schools that we think would serve us the best. And certainly we found that we were nearly the only school our size that didn't have some of these facilities. So we certainly want to provide the best opportunity for our athletes to be able to get better all the time, regardless of what the weather is. And these two facilities at the baseball and softball field will certainly provide that for us.
Bartlesville Public Schools in with us this morning to talk about the Bruin bond vote, which is tomorrow across the city of Bartlesville. We'll take a break. We'll come back and continue our conversation with Thad Dilbeck and Granger Metter after this. 80 degrees, it's 8:41 on K1.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member that has been without one. Or maybe you've resolved to take care of prearranging your own funeral service so your family won't have to make decisions at a difficult time. Whatever the need is, Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Cremation Service has been there helping Green Country families for almost 100 years. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
Thank you to Tallgrass Motors and Arnold Moore Niekamp Funeral Home for this community connection on K1. It's 8:42, 80 degrees. We are talking bond issue vote tomorrow across the city. Granger Metter and Thad Dilbeck in with us. Coach Dilbeck and I just detailed quite a bit of the athletic side of this bond issue, but Granger, obviously, that's just a small part of the monies that would be spread around if it passes tomorrow.
Absolutely. We've got some really nice support for our fine arts programs. There's money allocated to fine arts, about 30% of that money for band instruments, keep them going, work in our auditoriums, keeping the risers and chairs and lighting up to snuff, performing music equipment, our orchestras, and then especially important to our band program under the transportation, which is a separate vote by state law. So everyone votes on the big bond, and then there's a little transportation bond. That's really going to benefit our band program because that's going to replace their box trucks and their semi-tractor trailer, which they've worked really hard on over the years to keep it running. And I was laughing because I took a picture of one of their box trucks, and that was a very classic Bruin logo on that box truck. It dates back to when I started here 30 years ago. So I'm really glad that we're able to help them out. And then we also have components, of course, for curriculum. We're going to buy all our textbooks, are funded partially by the state, and then a lot of it through bond issues. And those are both electronic and physical textbooks. And then we also have curricular support for other things like STEM, which is a big thing in Bartlesville, our STEM program, which is award-winning. We're the only district in around here that's got the all-district recognition in our STEM program. And then we also have, you know, library and science equipment, which is near and dear to my heart as an old science teacher, is to have that kind of stuff supporting for kids. And then in my current area that I do is technology, and we all know how important technology has been to help us survive the pandemic. And so a third of the technology money in the bond goes to Chromebooks, a third goes to all the online services to make a Chromebook useful, and then the last third of that technology money goes to the stuff the teachers are using, like the desktops, the network switches behind the scenes, the stuff that no one sees, but without it, you just can't move.
Talking Bruin Bond with Granger Metter and Thad Dilbeck here on a Community Connection on K1. Let's talk some kind of X's and O's for tomorrow. Regular polling places, right, and just the two questions?
That's right. Just two questions. All regular polling places will be open from 7 to 7, and we hope people come out.
Yeah, no question about it. 7 to 7, you've got all the information you guys went over, plus a whole lot more. I don't know if that you talked about the ag building, so maybe we've got a few more minutes left. Why don't you spend some time talking about that before we get out of here?
Yeah, the Agriculture Center is a really nice facility that would be built to help support and expand our growing ag program. People that are familiar with our situation is that Bartlesville didn't have agriculture for years and years. It was always kind of an outlier among large districts not to have that. We were sending kids off to Dewey and Haney Valley to get ag programs. And we're finally grown up and realized, hey, it's time to do something here. And so we've had a very successful start. We have two ag teachers doing a great job. Their kids are already winning awards at the state level. But they have a facility at the south end of the high school campus they'll continue to use. But that facility isn't built for plants or animal projects. Those you want to have those a little farther out with some pens and things like that the kids can take care of every day. And so this facility that would be funded by the bond issue would be south of the practice fields at the high school and would be a chance for those kids to have a place to show their animals and their plant projects and do some really cool stuff. And of course have the community in to enjoy those.
I had read a couple things from people that were concerned about that being built on a floodplain. I know obviously you guys have planned for that. Can you talk
about that? We have to plan for that at the high school campus because the high school campus, we've always had to plan for floodplain areas. And so just like they did with the K Life Center that's over on Hillcrest near the high school, this area would be built up. We would take dirt from the area because we don't want to make things worse in the floodplain, and we just build it up. And so we build it up about 8 feet. And so that way all this new facility would be at least 1 foot above the 100-year flood. Plain. Yeah. And that way it'll be safe from the regular floods that we're quite used to, and we know where the water comes to. We're used to it at the high school, and that way we know this facility won't be impacted by
that. So that facility is going to be on a level that we're all kind of used to, that our regular buildings are, that aren't in
that's
a floodplain.
Right. That's exactly. Right. So that way we feel good about it, because last thing we want to do is invest money in something that's just going to wind up getting flooded.
And the new ag facility, which was, I think, officially opened last year, right? That was the first year it was open. That was the previous bond money, correct?
Right, and that facility is where they have their classrooms and their welding shop mm-hmm. and mechanical shop and stuff like that, and that'll still be in use. This is just an additional facility that's targeted at the animals and plants.
And you made mention of this a little bit with one of your first answers, but I was listening to Earl Sears talk to Chuck McCauley during the Arvest Friday Forum this past week, and he was talking about how that was probably long overdue, that the ag stuff probably should have been done maybe a decade ago or so.
Oh, absolutely. We know how important agriculture is to our economy, and I think a lot of people might think that agriculture is just for kids who want to become a farmer, and it's far more than that. Yeah. The FFA programs and stuff give immense experiences for kids in communication skills, planning, technology, and it's like a vocational, technical opportunity. You have a Tri-County Tech, and it's just something we can host on our campus. And we have a lot of kids that they may not go into agriculture per se as their career, but they're benefiting from that agriculture program because they're learning all kinds of skills.
Talking with Thad Dilbeck and Granger Metter here for Community Connection on K1. Again, bond issue vote tomorrow. Polls will be open from 7 to 7. We're used to that around here. Regular polling place tomorrow. Early voting, absentee voting, most of that's wrapped up. So if you want to vote, get out to vote for the 12 hours tomorrow. Regular polling place. Two questions.
You got it.
And BruinBond.com is where you can find all the info if you were confused or wanted to revisit some of the stuff Granger and Coach Dilbeck talked about. You can go to BruinBond.com to get some of that. Right, guys?
Absolutely. And we hope everybody will get out and vote.
No doubt. Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks,
Community Connection this morning on K1, a service of Tallgrass Motors and Arnold Mora Niekamp Funeral Home. Nearly 850, 80 degrees on K1. Glad to have you with us.
Hi, I'm Pastor Wendell Abbott, pastor at the First Church of God in Nowata, Oklahoma. Our physical address is 408 South Pine. We would love to have you come and be with us. Starting on 10 o'clock Sunday morning, that's when our worship service is. Come and join us. I want to talk to you just for a second about He Knows Your Name. I'm always amazed that when I think of and when I hear